Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Ah, yes.
Here we are.
Welcome, welcome.
That's right, bitches.
That's right, bitches. It's good to be back.
It's really good to be back. I better get the word out on Twitter that we're podcasting.
Get the word out on Twitter.
You know, we've been kind of busy lately, so we haven't had time to come in here and podcast every fucking week.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do it every week.
Well, you can, but we just haven't been able to.
You know, it's a free podcast, people. Give us a fucking break.
Yeah, chill out. I mean, the hate mail's got to stop. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just not right. It's not cool.
E.T. has had to enter the witness protection program.
Yeah, man.
Poor guy.
Just back off. It's okay. We coming to you.
Yes.
All right, out of the gates right now, E.T., tell us about this law that just passed.
They call it the no trespass law, and they masked it with the phrase of you can't demonstrate around the White House. But if you read the bill, it says you cannot demonstrate around any federal building, anything that's protected by the Secret Service. That means politician, building, or anything. Not only is it against the law, it's against federal law.
So become like a terrorist if you're protesting.
Exactly. And on the federal level, they can take you away. And see ya.
Whoa.
Yeah. And, what was I going to say? I forgot. There's so much information on that bill, but you can look it up. It's absolutely
what's
bizarre.
It called? What's this bill called?
The No Trespass Law.
No trespass.
Pretty much what it does is it just takes a big bulk of your First Amendment rights away from you.
So that's always good. It's good to keep having our rights taken away from
you. I'm glad they're getting rid of that Constitution thing.
I always woke up every day thinking, man, I've got a lot of rights. I could probably get rid of some of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like old T-shirts.
Yeah, because I don't want the terrorists to win.
Yeah, you don't want those to win.
No, I mean, and they're everywhere.
Because I know they hate our freedom.
I know, and apparently they're like inside like the lower 48. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like here. They're everywhere. Apparently.
Oh God.
I bet you there's one in this house right now.
I'm not sure that one of you isn't a terrorist.
I think one in four people are terrorists. I think that half one of us has to be.
Me and Starfire have beards.
Yeah, you guys are the first two that are going down.
And, you know, terrorists have been known to play the guitar. Yep. Terrorists have been known to wear tie-dye.
Pay in cash.
Yeah, that's right. They pay in cash.
Yeah. Hey, I also seen, to go along with that there's this new app out, and you can take a picture. It's basically a crime report, and you can take a picture and text it to the police and describe the scene and what happened, what's going on. Take a picture, and they could take your picture and text it to the police.
This is
Germany, 1937.
We're living in the future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When is it gonna become Running Man? You know, I mean, they're gonna like put these motherfuckers in this ring, fucking, I don't know. Billy Graham is gonna be like the guy out there. Everybody, back for the third time this season. Dynamo! And then this fucking dude comes out in a car. He's like electric blue everywhere, listening to Beethoven, singing some like Liberace shit, like frilly ascot. And then there's just this guy who probably is missing a nub or has a nub, you know, pinky. And like he's
a guitar student.
And he's got like a bodysuit and he's got to run away because this guy's coming at him with like some serious voltage and he's going to kill his ass. I mean, when is like killing terrorists going to become a fucking TV show? Because it basically already is if you watch TV.
Say, it already is.
Jesus Christ. And then this whole, oh my God, I'm so fucking mad right now. When I think about this shit, I get so mad. And
it's like, way to go, America. Keeping it real.
Way to go, America.
Real fucking stupid.
Way to go. What? Yeah.
Good part is we're having
Jesus
fun.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. We might not be here next week.
The best part is we're
cracking down on this shit.
I mean, that's like, that's just so wrong. I mean, having people be able to take pictures of you and report that as a crime, that's bullshit. I mean, you could say, no, that was staged. That wasn't, I wasn't actually smoking marijuana. That was a tobacco pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought that specifically for tobacco use.
Yeah. And you think they're going to buy that?
No, they never do. I mean, I tried to get into a club one time, like 2 years ago in Arlington. It was New Year's Eve, and I'd left my wallet at my girlfriend's house at the time. And they wouldn't let me in because, well, I had my old license, but my new one hadn't come yet. I'd gotten it in the mail.
You could have been a terrorist.
Yeah, well, I was just like, they wouldn't let me in. And my old license said I was at least 28, you know, or 29.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, the other one's, it's in the mail. I mean, expired.
Sure.
It just expired. I just got my new one ordered. And this one, like, bald-headed pig was just like, likely story. You know, it's like, I want to punch you in the fucking face.
But likely
instead,
story.
I'm just going to go to Waffle House.
Bend over for a cavity search.
Yeah. I'm going to tase your ball sack. Then I'm going to spray you down with pepper spray.
Bear mace.
Have you seen that video of that guy who
sprayed
people?
That's so stupid, man. That's so stupid.
That was crazy.
It's reckless.
Yeah. But then those fucking anonymous people, like, they went and attacked his ass and released all of his information, personal information and shit.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. It's an info war. It really is an information war. You know?
And we're here on the front lines.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're
behind
on point.
Enemy lines. Yeah.
We're on point for y'all.
Yeah.
Just getting real pissed. God, I just got really heated.
No pussies up here where the heat's at.
No, I...
Stay in the rear with the gear, you bitches.
Stay.
We got you.
In the rear with the
Don't
gear.
Don't you worry about a thing.
That's right.
Don't you worry about... Yeah, it's a... It's pretty crazy out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're just getting by.
And it's amazing how you don't, like that bill and everything, you don't hear any of that on the news. And I've seen a deal where this guy was talking on some news show about how they positively spin what they mean.
Right.
And they change the words like the Patriot Act, which should have just been repeal the Fourth Amendment Act is all that.
Yeah.
Means.
Yeah. It's all doublespeak where they say one thing and they're actually doing the exact opposite.
Increased revenue was one of them, which that doesn't, you know, if you're fucking got any brain in your head, increased revenue. When you hear that from Washington, that don't. No. Yeah. You know what that means.
That means we're going to take all your money.
And then and then it's just so funny. Then they talk about these cuts they're going to do, and it's proposed cuts to proposed increases to the next. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love it, though. It's cheap entertainment.
Well, this election's going to be fun because now Mitt Romney, I think, it looks like Mitt Romney's going to be the dude.
Yeah, probably.
And he's so handsome.
Oh, he's the most handsome.
You know, like, I wanted to vote for Ron Paul, but I just couldn't vote for him because he's so old and wrinkly.
Yeah,
you know?
He's just kind of ugly, you know? He's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not nearly as handsome as Mitt Romney. I don't see him, you know, making as many jokes, you know?
Yeah, and maybe like...
Mitt Romney's a lot funnier, and he's a hell of a singer.
Yeah, he is a singer. Too.
Yeah, and he married a really, really rich girl.
Yeah,
you know,
I respect those things, and that's why I voted for Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Maybe that... I bet you Mitt, it would be like, what if they did, like, because he's Mormon, what if he came out as the president and repealed and made polygamy legal, and then all of a sudden he's got sister wives in the White House, and they have a reality TV show.
Because there wouldn't be a first lady. There'd be like a first lady, then a second lady, and then like a third lady.
Just be like the first harem.
Yeah.
The first group of bitches.
Yeah. And he gets a new one every year, a new harem.
It's Mitt's bitches.
Yeah.
Mitt's bitches.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why he's there is definitely because he's so incredibly handsome.
So handsome.
But also...
His hair's shiny.
Oh, God.
He really... There's no chance for him beating Barack Obama. So they're like, let's get somebody in there who's really going to fall flat on their ass, you know? And I just
sits there and is like, huh?
Yeah.
I think that he is probably... Out of all the people up there, Mitt Romney is the dumbest
one. Oh, God.
He is at least the dumbest one.
And that's why they picked... You know, they did it last time against Barack Obama when they threw the...
McCain? John McCain?
Sarah Palin.
They threw that dumb bitch in there.
And it was like, oh, okay, I see. It's a joke. I get it. Yeah. I wasn't in on the joke until now. But
hey, and why, Stella? You know...
They're doing a HBO show about that.
Really?
And Julianne Moore.
Oh yeah, I knew about
this. Playing what's her name?
Sarah Palin.
I just got the most gigantic boner.
in
my
mind. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good. I saw some clips.
John McCain's being played by like...
somebody. I can't remember. Woody Harrelson's in it.
Was John McCain? Is he... it was somebody famous that plays John McCain.
Surely.
Yeah, it's not like Richard Dreyfuss, but it's somebody like that.
That's who I was thinking. I was like, I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, it's somebody like that.
I was in Jaws.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
It's that's going to be interesting. You know, just like this whole election that's coming up is going to be, I mean, it's a fucking circus, you know, so.
Well, you know, the Ron Paul thing's not over yet.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And you know, it's, I was really fucking with you the other day when I was talking about how ugly Ron Paul was and you thought I was serious, but.
You got me. You got me. I was like, motherfucker,
are you serious?
Stop the van.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm totally gonna vote for Ron Paul. It's so funny to see how this shit is playing out and how it's really going down.
You know what's interesting to me is, as I've been doing more research into this delegate thing,
yeah,
and then, like, you know, they have to have 1,100 and something delegates or whatever to get, but they're trying to, I think what's coming out of that Ron Paul camp is they're trying to do something to where it's an open delegate count in Tampa.
Oh, it's Ed Harris that plays it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Open delegate. Well, I don't know what that means.
It's like, you know, who wants...
Oh, so instead of whoever wins gets all the delegates, it's like whoever wins their
county.
They
got to vote.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
And that's where that's, you know, he's getting all that shit, delegates.
But yeah, I mean, he's...
It's very interesting, though, especially if you don't know anything about government. If you think you do, you really fucking don't. But because I thought I did, and I don't know shit.
Yeah.
Until I started really doing a lot of research, and it's pretty scary what's happening in the
open public. It's amazing because you start to see all the ways out there that they have to fuck you.
Exactly. You know?
And these ways to trick you.
You're not meant to win.
And make you think that you are a you know, I'm voting for something, and I'm making a difference, and I'm part of the system, and it's all a bunch of bullshit.
You came up, you got a fucking knee-high fastball, and you just fucking turned on it. But what you didn't know is the fucking government pushed the fences back. So you'll never be able to hit that home run, those cocksuckers.
That's it.
That's what they do.
That's a great analogy.
That is a good analogy.
You're not meant to win. That's why everybody takes their money overseas.
Yeah, I heard somewhere they're making a list of people who are leaving the country. Mm-hmm. Like, just they're like closely monitoring people who are leaving the country just to like see the frequency of it. How many people are doing it? How much money do they have?
It's the Nazi party shit going down right now.
Yeah,
cloaked in. Oh, we're gonna do this for you.
Right.
All niceness. It ain't nice at all.
Right.
It's ugly out there. We're on the front lines. We should know.
We are on the front lines.
Yeah, we are.
We're lobbing grenades.
Right there. Look out, bitches.
Yeah.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
So apparently Sean Hannity released that tape that Andrew Breitbart
released. That's not the real tape.
It's not?
No.
Dang it. Why do I gotta be last?
They released that tape in 2008 on PBS.
Yeah.
That whole Breitbart thing is pretty weird.
Yeah. I didn't even know who the hell he was until now, but
I recognized him.
I looked it up
and I recognized him. He's folks who don't know, E.T., tell him the story.
Well, he was a blogger, and what he did was he was highly against what, you know, he's a libertarian. And he had these information, these college tapes or videotapes of Obama back in college days, and he was talking to, I can't remember the people's name. I think it was a couple, but they were in charge of zillions and zillions of dollars and overseeing all this stuff. And he had these tapes, and like the Bilderberg thing is something to do with that. But then he said he spoke at CPAC in Washington, D.C., a convention a month or two ago, and said he was going to release these tapes on March 1st.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah. And so in Southern California on March 1st,
at 12:15 a.m.
At 12:15 a.m., he was walking from a bar in his Southern California neighborhood and just dropped dead. 43 years old.
So, but do you think, like, it was, like, what if he really did, like...
He could have just had a heart attack.
He very well could have.
But it's
but how come
suspicious.
How come everything, though, with the government is... that's not
and
a coincidence.
Came out too,
yeah, you're right.
They came out too... Well, the biggest thing is why wouldn't you question known liars?
And the other thing was the news and everybody, before an autopsy was done, anything had already reported natural causes as the cause of the death. That's the kicker of the whole story.
Yeah, anytime they come out with information immediately, that is pretty suspicious.
Said it was natural causes.
Hmm. Well.
And then at the same time, on Alex Joe's InfoWars, his website, they've got these things of this the CIA heart attack gun that shoots a frozen dart high-powered into your body and just leaves a red dot. And by the time it hits your body, it melts the poison and you drop. Done. And it makes it look like a heart attack and the poison's undetectable. Yeah, it's all over the InfoWars website today.
Wow.
And in fact, they even showed one of those pistols in Congress back in the 90s or late 80s. And it shows these senators or congressmen sitting there looking at it. It's some kind of hearing. They're passing it around. It's wow. One of those guns, man. It's fucked up.
It's nutty.
Sorry.
It's dark out there.
Didn't mean
guys.
To Debbie Downer that
it's
shit.
Dark out
but
there.
That's amazing.
That's how dark this shit is, man. And people just don't know.
Then why don't they like Bin Laden? You know, they went in with all these helicopters and. Why don't they just heart attack dart this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Or. Why didn't they? I mean, if the CIA is so good, why do we have to? Our whole reason for going into Iraq was to kill Saddam Hussein. Why didn't we just
heart attack dart that motherfucker?
Yeah, heart attack dart. Send some CIA people in there. Maybe the very year, but kill him.
Why heart attack dart a guy that's on the payroll?
What about Kim Jong Il? You think he was heart attack darted?
That son of a bitch looked old. He's about to die.
Yeah, or Fidel Castro, is he still alive?
Yeah,
he's still alive.
But he's incapacitated, I believe.
Hugo's
his
going
brother,
down.
As a matter of fact, took over, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. That's fucking interesting, man.
Heart attack darted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like frozen in the pistol or something.
The weapons of the future, man. I watched a TV show. I can't even remember what the fuck it was. Like a Science Channel or something like that. And they were talking about weapons of the future, and they were talking about lasers. Like, they had these anti-ballistic fucking lasers that track a laser and fucking shoot, or a missile, and they'll shoot a fucking laser at it and explode it in the air in, like, 3 seconds.
Crazy.
Yeah. They have, like, death ray lasers. They could do a lot of shit with lasers.
Man, I don't want to get off that subject of Breitbart real quick, but they talk... I don't want to real quick. That don't make no sense, does it?
Damn it, E.T., make more sense.
That is a sign to the journalist, you better beware.
Yeah.
And because now then there was another thing about Rush Limbaugh, you better watch his ass, because I just seen where Obama was doing a speech from the White House, and fuck, he was talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
Now, I want to talk about
Rush Limbaugh,
the fucking gas
those,
prices, not Rush Limbaugh.
And Sean Hannity are a bunch of idiots, too. Though.
Yeah, so they was talking about, or I seen on the InfoWars website that maybe Limbaugh, well, you'll probably start seeing him, or not hearing a whole lot from him anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's heart attack? Mysterious?
He called some girl a slut.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But, okay, but then there's this whole thing. I listen
was
to
these
guys.
Was she being a slut?
No. I listen to these guys on the radio every day, pretty much, because I drive, you know? So Bill Maher has donated $1 million to the Obama campaign.
Oh, God.
He was saying how...
How the hell does he have $1 million to donate? And why the hell would you give... If you have $1 million to donate, Why the fuck would you give it to a politician?
To a fucking politician. Yeah.
Well, it's good. It's good that he's doing that because it's easy to identify who the fucking idiots are in society.
Yeah.
And there's one of them.
Yeah. Well, you're an idiot if you donate to Mitt Romney too, or any of the
status quo.
That's I just I don't want to vote for any of them. Like I can't with a clear conscience vote for any of these motherfuckers.
Oh, I want to tell you my Ron Paul story. I drove to Tulsa last week a couple days ago to vote in Super Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How was that?
Well, it went good, but I'm going to tell you what happened when I walked in. Of course, they got these old ladies back there doing all the election stuff, you know, volunteers. So I walk up and she says, "Your name, sir?" I told her my name and she looked up the rolls and sure enough, I was there. And she said, "Sign here by your name." So I signed it. And then she says, "Are you Republican or Democrat?" I said, "Well," I said, "in a Republican primary, don't you have to be a Republican to vote?" And she just looked at me, and then she looked down, and she never looked up the rest the whole time I was there. You know, so that even the people running the election booths are fucking idiots on what's going on. They don't even know the process. And then I put it was a hand, you had to write it out who you voted for, and then you put it into this electronic machine. And then I put it into the electronic machine, and I asked the lady 100 questions.
Yeah.
About how do I know this is safe? She goes, "Oh, you can rest assured that is safe." I said, "Anything that is programmed and built by man is not a guarantee." I said, "How do you know you don't have the Ron Paul part bleeped out that won't read the Ron Paul votes? You know, how do I know that? Because this is a man-made machine."
Yeah.
"Oh, no, no, sir. Don't you worry.
Don't question
the government." I'm like, "You don't even fucking know you had to be Republican to be here today."
Yeah.
Well, maybe she wanted you to say Democrat, and then she would have kicked you out of the place.
That could have been very well it. Yeah,
she was trying to trick your ass.
Yeah,
well, she got tricked.
Uh huh.
By the trickster.
Trickster.
What's the trickster's name?
Pan.
Coyote. Coyote.
Cocopelli.
Cocopelli. For the four tricksters of the apocalypse. Pan.
There's one more. I can't think of the other one.
Kianote or something like that.
Coyote.
Coco Pale. And somebody else.
Oh, Coyote.
No, yeah. Coyote.
Yeah, but it says Coyote.
Coyote.
Yeah.
Pan.
There's a podcast out there, folks, that you guys should all... Because everybody listening to this out there in podcast land...
Who catches the dream catcher?
Would be a fan of Bob Duca. Bob Duca.
What's it, Pan?
What's it called? Affirmation Nation.
Yeah.
Coco Belly.
All right. So what's been going on? What have we been doing lately?
We played a festival.
We had a festival in Abilene, which is really cool.
Outlaws and Legends.
Yes. I got on stage and sang.
With Marshall Tucker.
With Marshall Tucker. Can't you see?
Yeah.
I signed a beer can.
Yeah. I don't really remember what I did. I did a lot of stuff.
I signed a guitar that was made out of license plates.
Me too. So did I.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
It was fun. It was a fun weekend.
It was really cool. It was
a fun festival.
Good times.
Great oldies.
Joe Ely was there.
Joe Ely.
He was badass.
Man, that guy is a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Talk about outlaws and legends.
Yeah.
I didn't know until the other day that he did the Spanish backup vocals on Should I Stay or Should I Go with The Clash. That's huge, man. Yeah. That's so awesome.
The Clash played a show in Lubbock one time. At like some little bar. Like.
With Joe Ely, was he there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's insane. Could you imagine?
I couldn't imagine, actually.
It'd be badass.
And I think Joe Strummer recorded something with Joe Ely, like on one of his records or something.
Yeah, I think so. They were friends.
That's pretty cool. Lubbock and London.
Lubbock or leave it.
Lubbock.
Lubbock or leave it. Joe Ely does Lubbock.
He does Lubbock.
He does Lubbock.
But
Lubbock.
He left it. He left it.
But he goes back frequently.
I always picture Joe Ely in a Adobe house with a lot of turquoise around.
Yeah. I don't know. I see him never... Joe Ely never sleeps. Joe Ely's always out to pasture somewhere. Fucking with a...
He just showed up in his Volkswagen, parked next to all the tour buses.
Yeah.
Got out, rocked the house, and I'm sure he took off in his Volkswagen and went back to Fort Worth.
Probably.
And he played this one song. He's like, "I wrote this in a truck stop right down the road." Uh-huh. And I was like, "All right, this should be good." And it was fucking badass.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's that. What's that? I can't remember the name of that song, but he told the story about how he read an obituary about a guy, a hunter, who was cremated. And he wanted, when he died, he wanted all of his friends to get together and put his ashes in shotgun shells. That was a pretty cool fucking song, man. He's great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And there were a lot of good friends out there. Whiskey Myers, friend of the show, Whiskey Myers, were out there. We hung out with them.
We did a gig with Matt Martindale, too. About half, a tenth of a gig.
Yeah. Martindale, yeah. We got kind of screwed on that one.
We only got about
25 minutes of showtime. But it was 25 minutes of fucking balls to the wall rock and roll.
Yeah, it was. Man, classic
hucklebucking.
We were on fire, man. We were definitely on fire.
That was a lot of fun.
Was it?
It was fun.
Speaking,
1100 Springs was there.
Yeah. 1100 Springs was old Burton, man. He was tearing it up.
Yeah.
Matt Hilliard, he was rocking it out.
He had laryngitis apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
his voice was gone, but I mean, he still, you know, he did great.
Those guys, man, they put on a good show. The music is just
so good.
So solid, you know.
Roll up another joint.
It's really funny, man. That they were really great.
Yeah. Yeah, they were awesome.
I love watching them. I'll go see them whenever I can. I better stop feeling better and better off dead. Put some ice in a Dixie cup. And pass the whiskey over here. Take that joint and fire it up. I said fire it up, why don't you fire it up? And if there ain't no whiskey, pass the beer. I got just about $2, but I know someone will buy. I got 50 cents on gas if you agree to drive. We could head on down to the liquor store, find something to cure our ill. Well, if the whiskey won't do it, that cheap wine surely will. Stumble into the liquor store, trying hard not to fall with a dollar. So what do we got coming up? We got South by Southwest.
This weekend in Denton is 35 Denton. We're not playing any shows at that, but it's going to be a big happening for the city of Denton.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I got my wristband.
Yeah, I think you scored a wristband, didn't you? That's pretty cool.
Totally scored one.
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Atlas Sound, Built to Spill, Jesus and Mary Jane, of course. I'm going to go see True Widow tonight, a Dallas band that fucking rules. And then this band, Ohm, who's like heavy boy.
Does it start today?
Yeah, it starts tonight.
Okay.
So I gotta go teach, and then I'm going to come and just rage.
When
does Built to Spill play? That's the one that I want to go see.
I think that's... John Vanderslice is also playing. I think it's maybe tomorrow or Saturday. I don't know. I can let you know. There's a schedule. So
yeah, I want to go see that one for sure.
It's main stage, though. You have to get like a day wristband or something. I don't know.
Fuck. I might be able to hear it from my front porch. If I can, then that will make me happy.
How much is a wristband?
I don't know.
I think they're up to like $60 or something. Yeah, no way.
Dang, I mean, it's totally worth it. It's totally worth
it. If you want to go see all those bands and like have the time to do it and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
And we're going to South by next week, you know, and a lot of these bands are going to be there.
Smells like pussy in here to me.
Jesus.
Because you got yours for free, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to be big timing.
Did you get an extra one? Who you taking?
No, I think I might have one. I might have an extra one.
I don't want to go. Give it to E.T.
No, I'm not.
I'll take it. Give it to me.
Fuck all of you. You don't want to be a part of this festival. I'm not going to
If I could
you.
Get a free one, I would go.
It's just going
to
be cold.
Sure. I'll give it to you.
It's going to be cold, man. Cold and rainy.
Oh, give me a fucking break. You sound like these like 6-year-olds I have to teach every day. They're like, oh, my fingers hurt. It's hot in here. I need to get a drink of water.
Do they really do that?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Grow a sack, man.
You 6-year-old. Shut the fuck up and play the guitar.
I've spent a long run here lately in the porta potties, and I kind of, you know, we're going to spend a long run next week in porta potties. And
yeah, so next week is South by Southwest. Where are we at, Charles? Yeah. Charlie Shafter, where are we
what's
at?
What's the deal with that?
Thursday, we're at Skinny's Ballroom at 8 o'clock, and I think we might have something before that. I got to look at that. Is Lone Star Music at 4 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, we did that last year. That's at like Freebirds.
St. Vincent's
thrift store
type thing in a parking lot. But yeah, that should be fun. I think we're just going to do the Lone Star one, just you and I, though. All these guys can come. It's just easier. Remember last time
yeah.
we set up?
And
the
then
hot.
Yeah. Skinny's Ballroom at like 8 o'clock or
8
something.
8 o'clock, 8 to 8:40.
On Thursday, the 15th.
The 15th.
Of March.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. Big Daniel Markham is playing.
Yeah, what time is your
Saturday.
Stuff?
I think it's at 12:25. Let me just double check really fast.
A.M. or P.M.?
It's PM.
In the PM, in the afternoon.
It's like afternoon. It's like a nice day party.
And you said this one's sponsored by like vodka and stuff?
Well, I don't think Tito's is sponsoring this year, but Lone Star, like
it's just sponsored by vodka in general.
Pretty much if you go to this party and you don't get drunk, it's your own fault, you know?
Alcohol is sponsoring this event.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. Yeah. So there's everybody down there in the Austin area, come out and see Charlie at Skinny's. At 8 o'clock for sure, and Big Daniel Markham at 12:30.
Hold on, let me tell you the deets. I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah,
right
let's
now.
Get them dates.
It's gonna be fun. You know, every year we play South by Southwest, and we leave, and I think everybody says I'm never doing that again.
Yeah,
I always crave it, man.
And we do it every year. You know?
I know, man. It's
and
just
every
like,
year it's like, all right, we're doing South by. This
yeah,
is gonna be
we're
cool.
excited about it, and then we leave. But we have less gigs this time than we did last time, which is good.
Yeah, last time we did too many.
Four or five.
And we didn't have enough time to breathe, you know? There was no time to relax, and like, it was just go, 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 and it sucked. And it was hot.
Traffic.
You guys are pussies. I mean, I walked probably 20 miles with a backpack on.
Well,
and
I mean,
didn't it suck?
I loved it, man. I had the best time. Okay, so Saturday, March 17th, 12 to 7. The address is 1704 Kinney Avenue, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's the Ramble Creek Day Party. It's going to be me, Drew Kennedy, Nathan Hamilton, Thrift Store Cowboys, So Long Problems, Nicolette Good, Colin Herring, Seren, and Doug Burr. So
awesome. Got several Denton folks in there.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Right on.
So that'll be fun. South by is going to be fun.
A lot of shit going on, man. This Lots last festival in Abilene got me excited about the weather getting warmer and,
yeah.
you know, playing some more
except in Denton right now.
Fun things. Well, yeah, we got this cold snap, but it's not going to last.
Nah.
Yeah. Now that
but then
that,
when it gets, then it's going to get hotter than balls, and that's yeah. where I do not want to be a part of that.
And it's going
to
be hotter than balls, like, forever.
Yeah.
Last summer was brutal.
If it's... I'm expecting... this to be the exact same way.
I don't know. We've
same
already
as last summer?
Well, we've already gotten way more rain. So
we got a ton of rain in the spring
last winter was really? Really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was not a winter.
There was no winter.
It got cold for like a week maybe. Not even a week, maybe like a couple of days.
Yeah. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
So I don't know, man.
And I think
the
it was
future,
kinda...
I think the climate just changes as you move into the future.
Yeah. And we're living in the future now. So.
Right. You guys realize that.
Yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The president's black. We are definitely living in the future.
Yep. You got any responses from your
no, I don't know.
Your followers?
Any Twitterific questions?
This is going to be great if we don't have any.
Yeah. I've got one from Daniel Markham that says, podcasting with Starfire and Charlie Shafter. Ask me a question. Then look us up on iTunes. You can't see us. I do have a one, though, here. When's the record coming out? When are you going to play Blaine's Pub? Record's coming out in this summer, probably at the end of the summer, honestly. And when are we going to play Blaine's Pub?
We haven't played Blaine's Pub in
a long time.
Quite a while.
Well, you know, we'll find that out. I don't have the answer to that.
I always liked Blaine's Pub, but we started playing at the Steel Penny Pub. I think it's called the Penny Pub now.
Yeah. I always felt at Blaine's. I mean, I was, you know, why don't I just be honest? I always felt at Blaine's that they just don't really like us there.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We didn't play the kind of music that most people play there. And like when we played there with Matt Martindale, this shit hit the fan. It was crazy and people loved it, you know?
Yeah.
But when we play there playing Charlie Shafter's music, it's just not the same. It's not two-step in music usually,
yeah.
you know, and I think that was kind of why we moved to the Steel Penny place where it was more rock and roll
yeah.
oriented and we tended to jam more.
Mm. Yep. Jail, jam, drat.
Jam.
But yeah, I mean, it's always fun going down to Angelo. You know,
it is, yeah. Seeing old Clint happen.
There's good people down there.
Yeah, yeah. I like the
Clint and Brandon.
There's some squatchers out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's squatchers all over the place, man. Texas is a hotbed.
Is it? Texas is a hotbed for squatches.
Oh yeah.
What if when Bugs dies and then they get the map to the squatches?
I know.
I'm ready for Bugs to die. I don't know about you guys. I'm just kidding.
They just had a benefit for Bugs Henderson. Ray didn't.
Right.
And I don't know what the deal is with him.
I don't know. Something with health. But I just had been advertising on 92.5 radio out of Dallas. And they had a big Bugs benefit last weekend in Dallas somewhere.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, tell us about Bugs Henderson.
I have no idea.
He's a blues guy.
He's a blues guy.
He's a pretty awesome
guitar player.
He's from Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Record on that record that we have over there.
With Ray. He's a friend of Ray's.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on with him. It doesn't say here on this record.
I found this record at, what's that place called that he used to work at?
Ralph's
Records.
Off the Wall, Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Off the Wall. That's a pretty early one. 76?
Yeah, I can't believe you found that.
Something like that.
And it was in the Texas section, wasn't it?
Yep.
They have the most rad Texas vinyl section.
They really do.
That I've ever seen.
Because they're not just restricted to... I mean, they find everybody who's from Texas and put them in there.
Ralph just has a ton of records, and it's like he doesn't really know what he has. And
a lot of those you would expect to find in a country section.
Yeah.
But they're in the Texas section, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty awesome, man. Lots of Joe Ely records.
Yeah. There was a lot of Ray Wiley Hubbard records, too.
For real?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's probably three or four of them.
I did not know that.
He thanks Rosita's Restaurant in Dos Equis on the back of this record.
What year did that record come out? Off the Wall, Ray Wiley Hubbard, what year? 78? 76? 1978.
Cool.
What's the label? Phonogram. Polygram Company.
It said Mercury on there.
Yeah. That's probably who made it. Lone Star Records, Inc. Us in Texas. Part of Mercury.
Have you listened to that yet?
No, I'm gonna get Ray to sign it and give it to my pops for his birthday.
Oh, okay. Cool.
My dad used to have that record, and I grew up with my dad singing Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother. That was one of his favorite songs.
Cool.
Growing up, that one and also another song that my dad knew all the words to and would always sing when we were kids was Hot Rod Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Commander Cody. Yeah, so when we played with Commander Cody, I got him to sign something for my dad for his birthday, and he wrote, to Tony, you old fart, Commander Cody loves you.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4-11 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
What's going on with you guys today? What are we all going to do today?
I'm enjoying my day off.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it too. I'm doing this. I gotta send this.
Yeah, tell everybody about this thing.
Well, Bob Schneider does this thing where it's called the songwriting game. And at the beginning of every week, he emails out a phrase and you write a song about with that phrase in it and record the song and send it to him. And then it's like a big songwriting community that we send back and forth.
Can anybody listen to these songs?
No. It's just for the people in the they're not put up anywhere.
Okay.
It's just for the people in the circle of the songwriting. And I've just become a member of that circle.
Ah. Okay.
So I need Starfire and I just recorded the song, which, you know, you may hear eventually, you know, if we
Well, yeah, that's cool because it kinda motivates you to write a song every week.
Yeah.
Whether you want to or not. You
right.
know?
It sparks creativity.
That's great.
It's a really cool deal. I mean, I remember back in the day when we did 17th in Chicago and Billy Harvey produced it. Billy was doing it with Bob then, way back then.
And so Billy's a part of this.
Yeah.
Right? Bob is.
Jason Mraz is. there's a probably five more. John Mayer is.
So there's some pretty heavy hitters in there.
Kinda. Yeah, and then there's people like me too. You know what I mean? Who nobody fucking knows who they are. And,
right.
You know,
yeah. No one gives a shit about you.
Right. So, yeah. But it's cool. And so I'm going to send that over because it's due tomorrow morning. I feel like Bob Schneider is now my teacher or something. Like yeah. I have an assignment that's
like
due.
Like if you don't get it in, Bob's going to like call your mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm really worried about Charlie.
Yeah. But we just, Starfire and I just recorded it. We're not completely done. He's going to redo a little part. But we're going to send that over there today.
Sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think so. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. So, well, and that brings us to the song of the week. What should we do for a song of the week?
Oh, yeah. What should we do for the song of the week? I was just thinking, what we were talking about something, and I was thinking we should play a song.
I don't know. If it's something we were talking about, and it'll probably be in there somewhere, but what's some new shit that's come out? Has anybody been listening to new records that are beautiful?
Yeah. Well,
last week we did the relatively new Bjork record.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
I listened to that show on the way home from Austin last night.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
It's pretty crazy. Let's see. There's a new Earth record, which is gas music for people on Jupiter.
Earth. Wait. Earth is that like...
Is that really? Oh, yes. And that's what my dad's...
Yeah.
Earth
yeah.
is that really slow... Yeah.
What about the new Woody Guthrie benefit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. New Multitudes. But check out the Earth record, too. It's good, but, you know, it's experimental. The New Multitudes is Woody Guthrie's daughter or something like that.
Nora.
Found a notebook of a bunch of lyrics, right? And like presented them to...
There's boxes and boxes, yeah.
So she presented them to Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Jay Farrar from Sunvolt, Anders Parker from...
Anders Parker.
No, he's got some band, and Will Johnson from Centralmatic, but it's really great, man.
So
and
Jay Farrar just feel like he was left out because they...
No,
they included Jeff Tweedy in the last time they did that?
No.
I wanted to do that.
He did like so many though. I mean, there's like a whole second disc of him just doing all these things, but it's really good.
It's really a good
record. I've got it on vinyl and
so you said Will Johnson is in there?
Varnaline, I think, is the name of Anders Parker.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
Yam Yams.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what song do you recommend?
That Corrine song's pretty awesome.
Corrine and Fly High. They're both really good.
Yeah.
Woody Guthrie was such a brilliant lyricist. Like, everything was so beautiful, you know? And
yeah, let's do the Corrine song.
Yeah.
Will Johnson does.
Yeah, it's so badass.
All right, let's check it out.
Okay, cool.
Corrine, 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 your eyes are like my sky. Wherever you go, I want you to know, is there my love will fly. I miss my sweet Corrine, most everywhere I go. And I'll tell you now, 'cause I want you to know, she's the best I ever saw. Yeah.
you're looking for a heart of gold, chlorine will do, do, do. My lovely sweet chlorine, I love you best of all. In early spring when love
awesome.
Yeah, isn't that cool? The whole record's sweet. Really cool, man.
Yeah, I want to hear that, man.
I've got it. We'll burn you up a copy.
Yeah, good. I want to hear that. That's awesome. When did that come out?
Just last week.
Last week.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man.
There's all of the tracks are really good.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them,
too.
There's a lot of songs. That's cool. So go check that out, folks. New Multitudes.
And it's under Jay Farrar if you want to, because he's like the main guy who did it. So
yeah, here they have it listed. Jay Farrar, Will Johnson. What's the other guy's name?
Anders Parker.
Yeah, and then Yim James.
I would just look for New Multitudes. I'm sure it would pop up.
Yeah, that's some cool shit, folks. Go check that out, bitches.
Badass.
It was great being back with you, everybody.
We love you. Yeah. You smell great.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. You can't see us, but you smell great.
I feel your vibe.
I feel your essence.
I do.
So tune in next week. We got an exciting show planned. Lots of great shit going to happen.
Yeah. Fireworks.
Look out.
Yep.
Look out.
Be careful.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.